This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A human-caused fire that briefly closed I-70 yesterday on the west side of Glenwood Springs has covered 9 acres. No structures are threatened right now. Crews and a helicopter have stopped the forward growth of the fire, and officials hope to have it fully contained by the end of the day. Travelers should expect some delays if traveling along I-70. A different wildfire burning on the western slope has grown to nearly 12,000 acres. CPR's Dan Boyce reports no evacuations have been ordered yet.
Lightning started the Pine Gulch fire last Friday, about 18 miles north of Grand Junction, but much of its growth has come in the last couple days. Firefighters say the blaze is only about 5% contained, and high winds and low humidity have crews worried its size could increase rapidly. Though, at this time, the growth is moving away from populated areas. While there are no evacuations yet, a couple of roads are closed to non-essential travel. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Springs police are looking for a suspect that fled the scene after exchanging gunfire with police. Officers responded to reports of a man firing a weapon near Pikeview Reservoir last night. The department says 3 officers attempted to contact the suspect when he began firing at them. The officers returned fire and the suspect then fled. No officers were injured, but it is unclear if the suspect was. It is 82 degrees in Colorado Springs with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. You're listening to CPR News.